So, tell me, just tell me the story of your right knee.
Oh, I've had issues with my right knee losing cartilage since I was young from a few accidents, playing some football, laying carpet for a living, that sort of a thing. And in my 20s, I had some microfracture surgery to try to get a blood flow in there to try to get some more cartilage growing in the knee. And it didn't work out all that well, and so I just went along with my life for the next couple of decades, figuring that that's just how life was going to be for me with a knee that hurts quite a bit.
You went for a couple of decades?
It up until probably a year before last, it started getting pretty bad, and I eventually went to see my doctor and got referred to an orthopedic surgeon, and we got an unloader brace on it, which allowed me to. At that point, I wasn't really able to walk very much by myself. The brace helped me with that, and I was able to walk for a little bit. And we were just talking about doing a biologic replacement of my knee because I'm a little too young for the artificial knees. And I would, have to have that replaced every so often, and it would be, three major surgeries through my life to get that working. And at that point, I started looking at other alternatives. And luckily, I've got a wife who's a lot smarter than I am, and she's better looking than I am too. Which don't ask me how I worked that out, but she did a little research and said, "You need to look at this stem cell thing." And I started looking into it myself, seeing some of the statistics that seemed really promising, and asked my doctor to refer me to Dr. Wagner. And so I went and saw him, and he said, "Yeah, this seems like a good thing to do, a good option to doing the surgery. And even if I were to do it, and then it didn't work as well as I expected, that I would still be able to have the surgery if that's where the direction I wanted to go." And the only downfall is, of course, the insurance doesn't pay anything on it. But compared to what I saw the pricing for, what the insurance was going to pay for the surgery, it was still, fairly inexpensive comparatively.
Yeah, so you had this was so this was 6 months ago you had the stem cell procedure?
Yep, about 6 months ago.
Have you noticed a
And
change?
yeah, dramatic change. I now do circuit training 3 times a week, running on a treadmill. Certainly a lot stronger in my leg with the physical therapy that comes afterwards. It was a little tough when it first got done because, of course, there's much more material in there, and so there's a lot of swelling, and so it was a little painful at the beginning. But once I got off the crutches in about a week and was off doing a lot of things I wanted to do, and as soon as I felt comfortable, working out again and running, I was off and doing it. 6 months later,
So the brace is off too?
No, I never put the brace on again.
Wow. So you can go back to carpet laying now.
Yeah, I don't think so. That's a I, even in my own house, I won't do carpet laying again.
Well, so
But
describe to me, give me a little bit of before and after, things you couldn't do before, but you can do now.
well, I mean, the contrast is really I couldn't walk without an unloader brace on my knee. I mean, the day before, I had the procedure done. And 6 months later, I can go running. I can lift weights, do squats, do all the things I couldn't do before.
Wow.
I mean, it was really a big difference for me.
Did you expect it was going to be that much better?
I didn't. I was a little pessimistic about it because, if you have a few things in your life not go your way, you think nothing's going to go your way. So, and I knew there's a small percentage of people that really didn't have much benefit from it. And so I was not expecting that. And it's really a nice, pleasant surprise. I mean, I've got a 10-year-old daughter and a 6-year-old son, and they want to go out and do things, and I want to go out and do those things with them, sports, riding a bike, doing all, you know, just running up and down the street, you know, chasing remote control cars. And I wasn't really able to do a lot of that, and I had to really curtail a lot of my activity before, and now I don't have to.
So you've been reunited with your family again, too, huh?
Quite a bit, yeah.
So what gave you the confidence to trust Dr. Wagner?
A lack of options. I'd actually lost confidence in my surgeon. Their business practices weren't what I would expect out of a higher end facility, and so I basically fired them and were just looking for other things, and this was the only other thing that seemed like it was going to give me what I wanted out of this. I'm happy to say that it did. The confidence in Dr. Wagner, it was more on a personal level. I just liked him right away. And he I think the first thing he said when he walked into the room to see me for the first time was, "You're way too young to have a knee that old." And you know, I'd brought in the MRI and the X-rays they'd done before, and he's like, "Yeah, I mean, this is what this is designed to do." And we talked about it, and I had the money to spend on it, so I felt like I could trust him personally just after speaking with him. He wasn't trying to talk me into it. And he made sure I was well educated on what to expect. That it's possible that this wasn't going to work out as well as I'd hoped, or as well as it did. And it just instilled me with some confidence there.
So 6 months out, is it worth the money?
Yes, worth every penny.
How old are you?
I would have paid
Matt.
I'm 47.
47. That is is way too young to have an old knee.
Yep, and I started on this, you know, having these problems back in my early 20s.
What would you tell listeners about the procedure and your overall experience with Dr. Wagner?
I would tell them that I had a great experience, and it worked out really well for me. What I tell the other people, that a lot of people have asked me about this, and I forward all the information to them, including the costs and the whole recovery procedure, because Dr. Wagner's office does a really good job of listing out exactly when you should expect to be able to do certain activities, and that if you can be patient through the first part of the process, which is a little uncomfortable, there's some big advantages for you down the road, as long as that it works as well for your listeners as it did for me.
Well, that's great, Matthew. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. I'm glad it's working out so well.
Yeah, it does feel like a little bit of a new lease on life.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me. And your wife must be proud of herself.
Yes. Like I said, she's generally smarter than I am, can usually I trust her to give me advice on things I might do in these cases.
Was that one of those "I told you so" moments?
I don't think she ever said "I told you so," but I should buy her something nice.
Yes, you should.
Now that you mention it.
All right, very good, Matt. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
All right. Nice talking to you, Dave.
You bet. Take care.
See you later. Bye-bye.